Oh, the wonders of Japan. Sushi, ramen, Hello Kitty, origami, and now comfort books. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marion Winnick reviews two new Japanese novels that feature cats, my favorite. Hi, Marion.
Hi, Lisa. Good news. The Japanese trend for comfort books has arrived, and with it, a herd of fictional cats. In Japan, they call it ishikei, a term that can be applied to anything that's comforting and uplifting. A person, a meal, a walk in the park. Ishikei fiction is cozy, sometimes lightly surreal, and often features cats with magical powers. For People magazine, I reviewed The Blanket Cats by Kiyoshi Shigematsu, one of Japan's best-selling authors. The Blanket Cats is a collection of seven stories, each beginning in a Tokyo pet store that rents cats you can take home for 3 days. Among the troubled characters who rent the three-day cats are a middle-aged woman on the run from the police, a family whose financial troubles are about to cause them to lose their house, and another family whose senile grandma misses a cat she had long ago, as well as a landlord who plans to use the cat to figure out which tenants are keeping illegal pets. In each situation, the cat becomes a catalyst, not providing a magic solution to the problem, but somehow changing the main character's perspective. I also recently wrote a feature for Kirkus about Mornings Without Me, a memoir of the author's cat by Mayumi Inaba, a poet and novelist who died in 2014. Long a classic in her home country, the memoir is for U.S. readers the first chance to experience Inaba's work. The kitten's rescue in the late summer of 1977 turned out to be the beginning of a 20-year relationship, one that outlasted the author's marriage, several jobs, and changes of residence, and became entwined with her development as a writer. In prose chapters that usually end with a poem, Inaba chronicles Mi's routines and behaviors, her early life with unfettered outdoor access and plenty of boyfriends, then her later years, when the pair lived in a high-rise and Mi suffered a long decline. Inaba's unabashed descriptions of the physical connection between a human and an animal are the book's calling card. Quote, "Since my husband had left, Mi and I became closer than ever. Our intimacy was spun without words and in time formed into an unbreakable bond. We slept in the same bed, entrusting our bodies to each other, snuggling together, and in the morning the first thing we saw was each other." Ginny Tapley Takamori's translation preserves some unfamiliar Japanese words that add to the vivid sense of place created by Inaba's clear images of the physical landscape around her: wooded suburb, asphalt cityscape, rugged seaside. At the Ivy Bookshop in Baltimore, both Blanket Cats and Mornings Without Me will go right to the Childless Cat Lady display, where Ona Emma Snyder and her staff have taken advantage of a confluence of cultural trends to curate a multinational feline-centric collection. "Our manager created it after the vice president's comment last year, and we've had fun with it," Emma says. The Ivy is also selling more literature in translation than it used to, and Snyder has been thinking about the vogue for Japanese writing in ways that seem auspicious for Mornings Without Me. "I think people enjoy the brevity and concision of Japanese writers," Emma told me, "and their lack of sentimentality. Often they treat topics that are unsettling or discomforting in a direct, matter-of-fact way."
The books are The Blanket Cats by Kiyoshi Shigematsu and Mornings Without Me by Mayumi Inaba. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WYPR.org. You can find the books at your favorite local bookstore or online at bookshop.org. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marion Winnick.